We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head wrestling coach Steve Stout. And Coach, let's go back to last Saturday. Your wrestling team traveled to Emmitsburg, a good tournament over there at Emmitsburg. A lot of good teams, as we talked about last Saturday before you went over there. Coach, how was it?
It wasn't too bad. It was 13 teams there, and it's a tough tournament. So going out and just competing and seeing where we stack up again, and didn't have a great day, but we didn't have a bad day. So a lot of more positives to pull from last weekend than we had the previous weekend. So made things a little easier moving forward and gave some guys some confidence boost that they needed, and that always helps out. So we ended up getting 9 guys through the first round on the front side, which was a great round for us. And then we kind of took a round off and didn't perform real well, and had another good round after that, and then kind of faltered at the end too. So we know the guys can do it. We just need to get them coached up on how to put a full day together. And Kellen Moore had another great day. He beat second-ranked wrestler in the finals, 3-1, and got voted outstanding wrestler for the tournament. So a great weekend for Kellen. And at 113, Deegan Moore was in the third-place match, lost 1-point match there. So he's starting to build some momentum into the break here. So overall, not a bad day. Took a lot of positives from it and gave us some more things to work on.
Coach, obviously, you know, it's got to feel kind of good when one of your wrestlers gets named the most outstanding wrestler. Kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, it is. And Kellen's worked his tail off for a number of years, and it's nice to see a kid that works hard get some recognition. And just kind of building on his football season, where he had a great season, and we hope we can just keep him going. And it's nice to have someone on your team win that award, so other guys can look at him and say, "This is what I need to do to get to that point," and kind of motivate some of the younger kids to put the work in also.
And of course, Coach, kind of a little bit of a rough week for you guys this week. A couple of days, practice days that you guys didn't get. Kind of crazy, Coach, but talk about that and how crucial, you know, some of these practice days are pretty crucial for your team. And unfortunately, you don't get them, so that's got to affect things a little bit.
Yeah, with this being a kind of an off week for us until Saturday, just having the one competition, it's always kind of been our week where guys have taken that next step down in weight that they're going to go down. And when you miss a couple of practice days, it makes it real tough on the guys to get their weight off, to control their weight when they're sitting at home all day and they've got moms cooking in front of them. It's hard for them to get the weight off. So not having school kind of hurts us there, but it's one of those gut check things for the guys that, hey, is this important to you? What are your goals? Where do you need to be? What do you need to do to achieve these goals? So it's a part of the growing process. It just kind of stinks that we had to go through it right now instead of later in the season.
And, Coach, you kind of mentioned you guys got another tournament coming up this weekend as you guys will head to Fort Dodge, and you're really going to see some good teams, Ankeny Centennial, Creston, Decorah, Emmitsburg, Fort Dodge, Humboldt, Lewis Central, Mason City, Perry, Spirit Lake, Storm Lake, and Webster City. Looks like, Coach, am I missing anybody? It looks like a lot of good teams.
Yeah, we have predominantly a 3A tournament, so we get to see some big schools, and you know, a lot of those teams have some pretty outstanding wrestlers. And once again, it's kind of been our mantra so far this year is getting different competition outside of Humboldt and Emmitsburg and Spirit Lake. We haven't seen anyone else, so it's a nice change for us, and once again, one of those measuring stick tournaments for us to see where we're at and what we need to work on. So it's our first year going down there, and they run 6 mats, so it's a big tournament, but they run it well from what I've heard. So hopefully we can get in and show what we've been working on and take another step forward and go into the break on a high note.
All righty, Coach. Well, we'll wish you and the Indians the best of luck in Fort Dodge on a Saturday. Thanks so much for taking some time with us, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Zara.
That's Forest City head wrestling coach Steve Stout.